Welcome back to In the Moment. The University of Wisconsin and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation have released their annual rankings of counties and their health issues. In South Dakota, Todd, Oglala Lakota, Corson, Dewey, and Zeebock counties have the poorest health numbers in the state. At 67 years, Oglala Lakota County has the shortest life expectancy for males in the U.S. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt visits with Justin Rivas, a community coach for the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. Rivas first explains his role as a community coach for the organization.
In the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps program, the ranking side handles a lot of the data analysis and prep, and then on the roadmap side, us community coaches do a lot of the outreach with communities and help coach communities locally around the country to improve their own community's health based on what data they see as issues that need addressing.
How is this information collected?
Sure. So on the data side, it's all publicly available data from various national sources, such as the CDC, the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System survey. There's quite a few databases we use. And then we compile the data, create a couple models ourselves, and then create rankings for each county in the country, or almost every county in the country. And then we compare the rankings just within each state. So you have a good idea of kind of how you gauge within your own state. And the idea there is really to be a call to action on how to create health improvements within your own county based on how you see your data kind of comparing.
As you look at the data, would it be true that the counties that have a greater income, greater average per capita income, however we want to use the number, would you find it true that they have better health opportunities and are therefore healthier?
That's a really good question. While we know that health and wealth are connected, it's not the end of the story. So yes, to answer your question, in a lot of areas there is a strong correlation between having more resources, financial resources, access to better quality foods, higher income, higher education. But that's not the end of the story. We know there's a lot of areas around the country that are quite wealthy per capita, but are also unhealthy as well. So there's a lot of great things that can be done in community that don't necessarily need financial backing in terms of community organizing, garnering political support to make policy changes that can improve health that don't necessarily require as much financial backing in terms of programming.
Now, I looked at some information about South Dakota's health rankings, and the five poorest counties in the state are reservation counties, and that seems to happen quite a bit in South Dakota when you look at income levels, earning potential, joblessness, and now health statistics. What can you tell me about the counties at the bottom of the spectrum in the state?
Sure. So in a bit of research I was able to do, you're correct. So the five counties, from what I understand, in South Dakota that have are either all reservation counties or primarily are Todd, Oglala, Corson, Dewey, and Zeebock, if that's correct. And where they fare out in the 60 counties in South Dakota are Todd's ranked 60th, Oglala's 59th, Corson's 57th, Dewey's 58th. And Zeebock 54th. So yeah, they're definitely in the bottom 10%, if not at the bottom. and what that probably means is that there's been a history of lack of resources in these areas to have what we know create positive health outcomes. So those numbers I just read off were the health outcomes, which dictate kind of how we see the health today in each of those counties based on the data. We also measure health factors, which kind of gauge where health is going, or tomorrow's health, if you will. And those are things that we know that influence health. And in these five counties I was able to look up, certain areas such as health behaviors like adult smoking, adult obesity, incredibly high in these five counties, sexually transmitted infections, very high. And then also we look at a lot of social and economic factors that we know really dictate the health of communities and families and where that's going. And in all these five counties, one of the measures we know is strongly connected is children in poverty. There's incredibly high rates of children in poverty, which is probably not news to you as well. And then also we have a new measure this year called disconnected youth, which is youth age 16 to 24 who are not in school nor have a job, and this metric in all five of these counties is quite high as well.
One might think that with the opportunities they have for inexpensive or free health care, and I'm thinking primarily the Indian Health Service, which has certainly had its share of issues in the state and across the country, you'd think those numbers would improve a little bit. Is there a correlation?
That's a good question. The uninsured rates in these five counties, according to our data, hover roughly around 20%. Which is the state average for South Dakota is 12%, and the top U.S. performers, meaning across the country, uninsured rates are as low as 8%. So these are definitely higher than average and higher across the state as well. However, there's a lot of things that go into how care is accessed. There could be issues such as geographical proximity, access to transportation, other things that could affect these uninsured rates and access of care. And then there's also the concept of what the quality of care is like, too.
So who is going to use this data, and how will they use it? Say if you're Minnehaha County, which is the most populous county in South Dakota, basically 10-20% of the state in the metro area, located around Sioux Falls. So how would some of those locations use this information to improve, or kind of see where they're at?
That's a great question. So like I said, we really try to use the data as a call to action. So you can use this data to highlight striking health measures or statistics in your own county, and that can help garner some community mobilization, some perhaps political support to move policies forward. Or also, you could start to build action towards a coalition. So that's what us coaches do, is we help do coalition building around certain issues. And then we also have a really good resource at the County Health Rankings and Roadmaps called What Works for Health. And it's a database of nearly 400 evidence-informed strategies or policies and programs that we know can be implemented and are backed by evidence to make changes around all these issues we've been talking about within community. So we like to pass that on to communities as a free resource, and then our coaching is a no-cost resource as well to help talk through implementation of such strategies to help make improvements.
How often is this data collected across the U.S.?
So we provide the rankings annually, so every year in around March or so we provide the rankings. Again, the rankings are a compilation of many different data points across different data sources. So some of them are, 3-year data sets. Some of them lag just a bit. So we always say if you have local data that you have that you've been able to develop that tells a little bit different story, please trust the local data. We provide as much as we can for every county we can in the country. On an annual basis, the rankings come out, but the data itself can lag just a bit.
Is there anything else, Justin, that you think we need to add?
Just to visit our website at countyhealthrankings.org, because all these resources are completely free. Like I said, the coaching's at no cost to communities, and we really help to focus on. I know you addressed the widening gap. So one of our main charges as both the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is taking on, and our program is really addressing those gaps, or health equity, as we call it, in our programmatic work. So using us as a resource that we are.
Justin Rivas is with the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. He says South Dakota's counties with the lowest health grades are all partly or totally on reservation lands. The website reports Hamlin County has the state's highest health outcome ranking, followed by Grant, Lincoln, Brookings, and Lake counties. The complete report available at communityhealth.org.